BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jess, I'm 21, and I'm from Bristol. You might not know this, but I've translated Bish Bash Bosh by Sir Dosser into French. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Jess.
Hello.
So you are 21, you're in Bristol.
Yeah.
What do you do, Jess?
I study French.
So you're an actual student?
I'm an actual student, yeah.
Are you at that one at the top of Park Street?
Yeah, I am.
That's lush, that one, isn't it?
No, it's nice, yeah.
Is it UWE?
No, it's University of Bristol.
Oh, I lived there for 2 years. I never knew that. brilliant. Okay, so you have translated the superb Bish Bash Bosh by Chris's mate Sir Dosset into French.
The
one question I want to ask you is, why?
Because I started listening to your podcast religiously, and it was just played over and over again, and then I was on the phone to my boyfriend, and we were just making up different versions of it for different places, and then I just decided to sing it in French.
What do you mean, different places? Well, it wasn't Prague, so it was somewhere else.
It wasn't Prague, it was, like, Liverpool, or my parents live in Portugal, so Portugal.
Bosh, having a laugh in Prague, watching some banter, drinking beer, not Fanta. Bish, bash, bosh, having a laugh in Prague, watching some banter, drinking beer, not Fanta.
Gets me every time, that.
Yes.
Can I hear your version, then? So here it is. It's Jess. She's 21. She's from Bristol. And here is... What would it be in French?
Well, I'm intrigued to know the French for bish.
Bish, bash, bush.
Bish, bash, buff.
Buff. En français. Go!
Bish, bash, bosh. On s'amuse en France.
Ayant
du banter.
Vivons de la bière. Can you do it again, please? Again.
I like the way it doesn't quite scan, so, like, for one of the sentences, you're like, blah, 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 Fanta.
Many words in the last sentence.
I also like that the French for... banter is banter.
I know. Well, there's a word, but it's a bit posh and it doesn't really fit, so banter is better.
What is it, then?
Plaisanterie.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
That wouldn't scan either.
No.
Stick with banter.
Yeah. Well, that is incredible. Thank you so much for introducing the show today.
That's okay.
Shows you what you can do when you've got a bit of free time, doesn't it?
I'm glad the degree's paying off.
My dad will be so pleased.
I know. Yeah.
Proud parents. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
What a skill. What a girl. If you want to introduce the show tomorrow, maybe, then you can send a little email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk and I may oblige.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Chris here. Hi.
Hi.
Bonjour. Wants to have a hit record. And we have decided the quickest and easiest way to do that is to follow the classic David Guetta formula, because he's had millions. Releases, well, one every 2 days, isn't it?
Well, he was at one point, yeah.
Probably still is. And, I mean, yeah, we've got the David Guetta stuff together. This is what we got so far on our David Guetta style song. We've got some BVs, that's what people in the industry call them, and that means backing vocals. So they're all in place.
Sounds really good like this, doesn't it?
Yeah. Incredible what you can do, isn't it? So that's them. And then you've got a bit of chorus sung by me. And the song is all about being in the club. There's a metaphor as well. There is an aeroplane, and that is the club. Okay, so just keep that in your mind.
It's happening tonight. We're flying so high. This club's like an aeroplane, and we'll never feel this way again. On a mile-high dance floor.
Small amount of autotune. Just a little bit. So that's my... my chorus.
Yeah.
And then Chris has got this role as kind of the captain of the plane, which, remember, as I told you a moment ago, is actually the club.
Bing bong. Bing this bong. Is your captain speaking. Wanna take off with you this evening. Flown the world to every country. You're the girl tonight who wants me.
I like your bing bong.
It's like, it's meant to be like Pitbull. I'm meant to be the main man here.
That's right. You're Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah.
Think about it.
You can be my navigator or navigate me to the dance floor. Stow your table, put your seat upright. You could be in for a bumpy ride.
So there's Chris's Pitbull flow ride a bit.
Yeah.
And then finally, Becky has done her rap bit. Now, what are you saying?
Well, yesterday I said I was working on the characters.
Yeah. Like Nicki Minaj has different characters.
Yeah, exactly. It was taking me a while because I obviously needed to get their personalities just right.
Yeah.
But in the end, I decided on two characters. I've got the stewardess called Roxy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And a passenger called Rupert. Because we decided yesterday that was quite a good passenger name.
A bloke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Well, not for me. I'm going to be the captain here.
Okay, well, let's just see what happens. It's fine.
I'm a stewardess, Roxy, like Britney and Toxic. If you mess with me, you'll end up on your coccyx. I'm exotic, hypnotic. What's that in your pocket? Raise your glass and I'll spot it. Fill it up with my optic.
Excuse me, miss.
Well, hello, sir.
I was wondering if you could help this passenger. There's someone on this plane driving me insane. My trousers feel the strange strain. Oh, yeah.
I love it.
You like?
I like. So that was you being Roxy and Rupert.
Yeah, it was really hard when I'm rapping to switch between the accents so quickly.
Of course.
There was a world where they all sounded the same, but I think it worked.
I'd like to hear it again, if that's all right, because that's the first time.
I'm a stewardess, Roxy, like Britney and Toxic. If you mess with me, you'll end up on your coccyx. I'm exotic, hypnotic. What's that in your pocket? Raise your glass and I'll spot it. Fill it up with my optic.
Excuse me, miss.
Well, hello, sir.
I was wondering if you could help this passenger. There's someone on this plane driving me insane. My trousers feel the strange strain. Oh, yeah.
I can't get deep enough for a man voice, so it has to be.
Oh,
like...
yeah.
I like it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, you know I'll be playing that back to you for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let's hear some more.
What's your name?
It's Rupert.
I don't want to be too curt. I'm flattered by your words and you wanting me to flirt, but you are not my type. I don't really like bowling down my alley, baby. You won't get a strike.
Oh, I like that.
That's the same stewardess, but she's moved. She travels so much, she gets different American accents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Is that because she's always on a plane going to different parts of America?
Yeah, she's on a plane, driving her insane. Yeah. Different accents.
Well, that would happen.
Wait!
You've got the wrong end of my stick.
Wait!
Thanks, Rupert.
It's not you who I want to get with.
What is that?
So that's Rupert there.
Yeah.
So he's got... You've got Roxy. I'm getting confused.
Yeah.
Roxy's got the wrong end of the stick.
Yeah.
It's not you, Roxy, that
no,
Rupert...
she
you.
Thinks he fancies her. He
oh,
doesn't.
Oh, right. But he doesn't at all.
No.
Completely wrong end of the stick.
There's someone who's a dish. Every guy's wish. Sit them on my knee. I'll be a ventriloquist quiz. They won't be speaking much. They'll be busy screaming yes. They'll be shouting Rupert. I think that I'm in love.
If I am to assist this romantic bliss, this passionate tryst, this messy French kiss, making mission accomplished, you gotta tell me who it is.
There he is. It's Captain Chris.
Oh. Oh.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But kind of weird.
Right. Okay. So, you're not... How are you feeling about that?
Well, so if I'm getting the story right here, the bloke fancies me?
Wants a piece of you, yeah.
I'm not sure I'm down with that. That's not what this song was about.
What, you thought you were going to be more of a kind of a ladies' man?
Yeah, loads of girls, stewardesses.
Sure.
So...
I can't help where the characters take me.
Exactly.
Like, I've been living these two for the last, like, 6 weeks, I think it's been.
Yeah. I mean, how are you to know, you know?
If he's there telling me that's what he wants,
don't
I can't
look like that.
Write it.
It's fine.
I'm just not sure I want to be getting off with a guy called Rupert.
You're allowed. Whatever you do in your own cockpit is up to you. Hmm. You know? Think about it.
Oh yeah.
That's Rupert.
Oh no. Oh no.
I think Rupert's going to be quite insistent. I don't think he's going to be not backwards and coming forwards. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Just from hearing him there.
He's a man who knows what he wants.
Yes, he does. And it's Captain
you.
Chris.
I'm not so sure. The Scott
Mills Daily. Hey, do you know what it's time for? It's time for some more from the autobiography that we call 24 Years at the Tap End, The Life of My Friend Chris. All right?
All right.
Okay, where are we at?
I thought we'd go to my 13th year at the Tap End, if you're keen.
I'm keen, but do you know what?
What?
I'm also Rosso.
Right. Should we go?
Always ready.
Yeah.
And I'm ready as well.
Well, that's good then.
Year 7 had seen the transformation of me from primary school to high school, and significant changes were beginning to take place.
Oh, yeah.
Both physically and mentally. Generally, everything was going as the textbooks predicted, and I was largely happy with the changes.
What textbooks were they?
Oh, you know, the ones you start learning about in year 6.
Oh, yeah.
It was this kind of time at school where some people were racing ahead in their evolution. Our year 8 lads were a complete cross-section of human development, with a few 6-foot giants and a few who could have easily passed for a 9-year-old. It's that sort of that time where it really is weird with your mates. Some of them look really old, some of them look really young.
Yeah.
I was learning lots of new stuff at this age. I was like a sponge, working out what stuff I was good at and what stuff I was not so good at. Maths and chemistry wasn't my thing.
Me neither.
But I realised I was quite good at badminton.
No, I wasn't.
I was also quite interested and good at English, history and bizarrely French. Our French teacher was a very passionate lady. And throughout my time at school...
Whoa. What do you mean?
I just mean she was sort of passionate about the subject and passionate about the language.
Was it your French teacher, not your mum?
No, we really can't get this confused. My mum is a French teacher,
but
not my French teacher.
Oh, okay. I thought she was your French teacher
No.
at school. When you said the other week that your mum taught you French.
Yeah. So let's make that very clear now.
Okay, calling good.
And then you would have called your
I did think my mum is a very passionate lady.
Yeah. No,
that's a weird thing.
No, but that's not what I'm saying at all.
I don't feel comfortable with that.
No, but that's not the situation.
All right. Yeah, I think you've made that quite clear now. Move on.
And throughout my time at school, she would step in to save me from various different situations. She was firm but fair, and with hindsight, I have a lot of respect for her. She loved the French language and taught all her lessons in French. It was weird at first, but it was her gimmick.
What, so a French teacher, surprisingly, teaches all of her lessons in French?
Yes.
That's not really a gimmick.
Does that happen at every
school?
Well,
it is. Do you know what it is? Because a lot of teachers who teach modern languages do it in English until they actually get to the French bit. But you learn a lot better if you walk into the room and it's... Because my French teacher spoke English, but my German teacher, the minute you walk through the door, whatever he was saying, he just only spoke German.
Which is quite funny when they're telling you off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because if that's their rule that they're going to do French, and it's hard, it's like when they want to have a go at you and they're doing it in French, you don't understand what they're saying. But it's just quite funny.
Can you remember any of the telling off in French?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. It was probably like, Entschuldigung or something like that. And
German?
Yeah, that's German, so that's wrong.
My German teacher used to shout, Hände hoch, bitte, all the time. She's like, put your hand up.
For Detroit.
Whatever we say in the foreign language, are you going to think of a musical reference?
I'll try.
We would have vocab tests every week, and she was on the ball, unlike the German teacher. There would be no cheating. There would be random spot checks, and if you hadn't learnt your vocab, she would go ape on you. But she didn't just lead with the stick. There was a nice juicy carrot.
So she had a stick?
No. There was no... it's a turn of phrase.
And when she went ape, did she actually go singe?
What does that mean?
Monkey.
No, I just mean she just sort of went, like, off.
Right.
Wild. In a sort of, like, telling off.
Really passionate.
No, she didn't do that at all.
Did she, like, bend over and have her arms, like, scraping the floor?
No. Right, I'll reword that.
Yeah, I think you need to for the book. People won't get it.
The trip had been planned and deposits paid for and was happening this week. The Year 8 school trip to Boulogne. A one-day bender by Year 8 standards.
Year 8s don't go on benders, do they?
I couldn't think of another word for it. An excursion, but it didn't seem to do it justice.
Also, I'm not being funny, I've been to Boulogne. I don't think a bender is possible there.
Bish bash bosh to the bender in Boulogne.
We were going across the channel to a French town called Boulogne. It was set to be a long day. I had arranged to sit next to Robert Mayo on the coach, as he had a small handheld TV. For no reason, this was confiscated within half an hour of us setting off. A poor decision from the teachers, who were employing a no-fun policy on the journey. They also didn't like us singing. But we got to Dover, eventually, and boarded the ferry. This was really exciting. We were told not to move from the food deck, but as soon as we were released from the coach, we scattered. Most people headed to buy food, just because they could, really. Wanting to take in the culture of the event, I ventured out onto the deck to take in some sea air. But I was found by a teacher and given a proper dressing down.
So they didn't like you going anywhere, did they?
No, they just wanted to try and keep control of the situation.
Yeah, fair enough.
And we wanted the opposite.
Yeah.
I didn't let it get me down, though, and as we were loaded back into the coach on the other end, I was excited about the trip ahead. We were driven to a French hypermarché, where we were instructed to look around and practice our French. I smashed it, asking a random French, où est la toilette? He answered in English, but all the same, it had been my first European conversation.
Kind of. Kind of half.
Out on my own there, in the wild.
Of the hypermarché.
I enjoyed the freedom of the hypermarché, but due to a lack of funds, couldn't really bulk buy stuff to bring back to England. We were loaded back into the coach as we headed towards the headline act of the day, Boulogne Town Centre. Now this was France. French flags were flying everywhere, and the town centre looked pleasant. We were instructed to not stray from the main road, but use the opportunity to explore some of the stalls selling stuff, and maybe go to a cafe for a croissant. We had a couple of hours to do what we wanted, within reason. It wasn't long until we had the lay of the land, and I noticed that all the lads were gathered around one particular stall, which seemed to be doing good business. I walked over to find a guy selling stuff out of a suitcase. He had mini statues and Boulogne snow globes, but he was doing a roaring trade on nudie pens.
Oh, I like them.
He had a whole range. These were the pens where when you turn them upside down, the ladies' clothes fall off. Yeah. It's clever stuff. You know the ones I mean?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
So if they... I don't know how they work. It's like ink or something, and then you turn it upside down and... whoop.
Off.
And then you dress her again by turning it back. You know, back down, and then... hours of fun. The teachers were nowhere to be seen, and pretty much all the lads were buying them. It was the highlight of the trip, and the next 2 hours were great with the pens. One of the lads even...
2 hours?
Yeah, it was great fun. One of the lads had even managed to get hold of some nude playing cards. Everyone was having a great time. Boulogne was great. It was a shame to have to leave, but all good things must come to an end.
I like it. You really got into the kind of culture of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, we did the shopping and...
From a man with a suitcase.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but, I mean, we had to order in French, which is what the French teacher wanted.
How do you say nudie playing cards?
Don't know, actually. Can't remember.
You must have done it to be able to get them, or did you just use hand gestures?
Yeah, hand gestures. Like that.
Yeah. that, please. That, s'il vous plaît.
We were loaded onto the coach for the journey home. At Calais, a policeman boarded the coach. I assume he was from customs, and asked all of us if we were taking anything into the country we shouldn't. The coach went quiet, and then Robert Williams piped up, holding up his nudie pen. Oh. Our teacher was livid and shouted at him hard. She then turned to everyone else on the coach and asked if anyone else was carrying the pens. Nearly everyone held their nudie pen up in the air. And after the shouting was finished, we were instructed to hand over our pens.
Rubbish.
It was a bad result.
Robert Williams, what an idiot.
I'm really annoyed at him because he ruined it for everyone.
Are you not allowed to bring nude pens?
No, I checked this that night. You are.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, that's a ridiculous rule. You should be able to take nude pens anywhere.
It was a bad result and our teacher was in an awful mood the whole way home. It had been a good school trip, though, and although I came back with no presents for the family...
Give them the nudie pens.
Hey, Mum.
Sorry, Mum, it got confiscated at customs.
No.
But I did have you lush brunette.
No, the nudie pen wasn't for the family. What I mean is, it was such...
Speak to Madame What's-Her-Face, she's got 42.
It was such a short trip that I didn't think it merited getting presents for the family.
Right. You needed to explain that.
You know, whenever you go on a school trip or a holiday, you feel the need to bring back presents for the family.
Yeah. Mm.
Even if it's just something small.
Yeah.
I didn't feel one day in Boulogne merited that.
No, not even a Boulogne snow globe.
No. I came back with a greater understanding of the French culture and some good memories.
How?
I look forward to going back to Boulogne one day again.
Exactly how did you experience the French culture?
Well, I went to the Hypermarché, I spoke some French, and I bought a nudie pen from a stall in Boulogne.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many people have had similar experiences in Boulogne, or in France in general. Nick, who is still at school, says it sounds exactly the same as my French teacher, Chris. You've described everything perfectly. It's quite creepy how similar it actually is. Some people have met the suitcase man when they've been to Boulogne and bought some nudie pens off him. Does sell the snow globes, obviously, as well. And then some people, like Neil in Bristol, has had trouble getting those pens once again through customs. But you are allowed because you checked that night.
Yeah.
Did you see the one about the plastic fruit?
I'm sorry?
Did you see the text about the plastic fruit?
What's that one when it's...
Well, that they had problems with customs as well. Apparently, they went to Spain. Some of the lads had to throw it over the side because...
When I came to Spain...
When you squeeze the plastic fruit, plastic willy popped out.
Oh, no. They don't like that, do they, at customs?
No. They don't really have a sense of humour, do
Seriously?
They, customs officials?
Lighten up, it's only a plastic willy.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Right, let's do this, Scott. This is where the posh Radio 4 lady reads out all the stuff that you want to know, all the stuff that you've been saying. It's all here. Send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Get in touch with us. And we'll answer it, whatever it is.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS and the PR4L. While tidying my bedroom the other day, I was struck with what I can only describe as a eureka moment. When you realise that you've come up with an idea that has the potential to be amazing.
I mean, that happens to me a lot, the eureka moment, where I wake up and be like, oh, wow, that is a brilliant idea.
Really?
Yeah, all the time. What about you?
Well, I'm just wondering what you've done with them all.
Anyway, back to you. What have you done?
Well, no, I don't ever get it. But there you are saying that you've had them all. I'm just like, what are you doing? Making money on the side?
Chris, do you have them?
You know I do. Stuff like Animaps, you know.
Yeah.
That was a eureka moment.
Animaps, that was good. Explain that if people haven't heard it before.
It was an app which told you how close you were to your nearest otter.
Yeah.
Or
not just otters.
Well, anything. Walrus, anything.
Yeah. Which would be handy. And it hasn't been done before. You have them all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
As we all know, the Edinburgh Festival has become a tradition on your show. So may I suggest that this year be... Drum roll.
Have you got a drum roll?
Drum roll.
All right. Okay. Come on.
24 years at the tap end, the musical.
Oh, yes! We've done Scott Mills' musical. It's not like we haven't pulled off a musical before at the Edinburgh Festival. This could be the one.
I'm keen.
I bet you are. A musical about you? Believe me, it's the greatest feeling in the world, Chris.
I'm just wondering if we can use this same music.
Scott Mills,
the tap end. 24 years at the tap end. That would save a few quid, wouldn't it?
So Dossa could be in?
Yes.
Oh, he should do the score.
Chinese Dave, Chango.
Can you imagine an entire musical written by Sir Dossa?
It's not a bad idea. It really isn't.
Selecting some classic tap end years and converting them for the stage. Just imagine a scene where Chris and co are boshing some banter in Prague. Or another where Chris is visited by the various public holiday fairies. Or you could finally get Dave Benson Phillips involved to settle the disputed get-your-own-back result. Yeah. I should stop now because I've used up probably a third of the good material. Regardless, the audiences would love it, despite coming out of the theatre covered in sun cream.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yes. I remember. Yes, the sun cream song.
I don't remember the one with the public holiday fairies, though, do you?
We did talk about it.
Did we?
Yeah.
Can't remember that at all. I do listen to what you say, but I just can't remember that bit.
What do you all think?
What?
Sorry, I'm just saying we've done a lot of chapters.
We've done
over 40.
How am I supposed to remember all of it?
What do you all think? Love you, bye. From Neil in Aberdeen.
Neil, I think your idea is bang on and something we should definitely consider for this year. But then I did like the cabaret we did last year. It's a hard one.
Maybe the Tap in the Musical could be like a short bit as part of one of the cabaret acts.
Yeah.
If Chris was to put it on in another venue, then we could showcase it on as part of our cabaret.
Well, see, you just had your eureka moment there. you said it didn't happen. Next.
Hi, Scott. Brackets. Favourite radio DJ. I was wondering if you could help me out.
OK.
Let me explain. Every year, I go with a group of friends to France for a friends' holiday. This year, it's my job to create a playlist for the travelling, and I'm doing so in the style of your marvellous Wonder Years. It would be amazing if you could record a little sentence to MP3 for me to put at the start of the playlist. If you have 2 spare minutes, would you please record, "Hi, I'm Scott Mills, and these are your amazing Wonder Years on the Big Bonjour Tour 2012.
Okay, I can do this, I think.
Are you going to invoice for this?
Standard fees apply.
Really?
No, I'll tell you what, I'll do it for you now on air. Okay, so I think some French music is in order for this. Mm-hmm. So, what was it again?
Hi, I'm Scott Mills, and these are your amazing Wonder Years on the Big Bonjour Tour 2012.
Okay, I got it. Okay, press record.
Go.
Hi. Bonjour. This is Scott Mills, and these are your amazing Wonder Years on the Big Bonjour Tour 2012.
Good, but I think you should do a French version as well for when they get to the other side.
I can't do that.
You can, you just do French accent.
Bonjour. Je m'appelle Scott Mills. J'ai 11 ans.
That's what you...
That's what they told me at school.
You keep saying that.
And ici, le Big Bonjour Tour 2012. There we are. I hope that does the job for you.
If you get a chance, this would be fantastic, and I'd love you forever.
Done it.
Thank you for reading. Alec, XX.
Hello, Alec. Done. Bish, bash, bosh. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, and everyone else. I went to see Rebecca Ferguson on tour the other day. My friend and I were so excited. However, when it started, some other random man came on and started singing. We were just like, what is going on? Really confused like. We were worried that we had come to the wrong tour. Turns out he was a guest act person who performs for the first half, and then Rebecca came on after the interval. She was amazing, by the way. I was just wondering if this has happened to anyone else. People thinking they'd turned up to the wrong place, or just thinking, what the... Tongue sticking out, smiley. Love you. Abby, off of Oxford, X.
Has this happened to anyone else?
Yeah, you always get, like, different people on first, don't
you? Yeah, you do, generally, yeah.
I thought it was warm-up.
Well, yeah, it kind of is. It's like a support act.
Were they performing Rebecca Ferguson songs?
I don't know.
Oh, that's embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
I hate
like
that.
When I went to see the DJ, Pat Sharp, at one of those 80s things, and the warm-up DJ, he'd obviously come with his pre-mix CD, and the warm-up DJ had played all his tunes beforehand. He turned up with his pre-mix, and nothing he can do about it.
Oh, no.
Because he can't swap them, because he's only got his one CD.
Yeah, literally.
It's embarrassing.
One. Awful.
And it's like you're telling him, he's going, I know.
But Abby, that's standard procedure. Before the main kind of act, there's often a warm-up act on before. So, yeah, that's not unusual. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L. We have always wondered what the adult baby song is about. Please could you explain, because we must have missed that show. Alicia and Kirsty, off of Cardiff. Aged 17 and 16, both 5'1".
Well, seeing as it's about him, I will let my friend Chris explain.
You persuaded me to prank call your flatmate in a voice changer, using a voice changer on my voice, right?
Yeah.
And made me sound like that. And you suggested I said this to try... I can't remember what it was. What was it for?
Yeah, we were just trying to keep him... I can't remember, but we suggested that you say you were an adult baby to intrigue him, to keep him on the phone.
Yeah. I'm an adult baby!
And that's what it sounded like. And then, obviously, we made a song out of the phone call to my flatmate. Don't look like that, Chris. It's all fine. Nice to hear this again, is it?
No.
Hold on. Mammary gland. Jeffrey Archer. Listen, I'm an adult baby. I'm an adult baby. I've got a phone and a dressing gown. I'm an adult baby. Mammary gland. You will listen. I'm an adult baby.
I just think you take things too far, and that was a prime example.
How is that taking things too far, please?
Because you turn it into a song and everything.
But if you hadn't got famous from that, you wouldn't be here now.
Mm. Really?
Enjoying your tap end success.
Yeah, that made you.
Yeah.
I'm an adult baby!
You know, don't knock what made you. Yeah?
All right.
Get that in the musical.
Yeah. Definitely.
No.
Next.
Scott, I just heard that the show is getting moved. Please tell me there will still be podcasts. I would die without them. Love, your biggest fan, Natalie.
Natalie, hi. Yeah, the show's been moved in April. We're going 1 till 4. But there will still be a Scott Mills Daily Download podcast, whatever you want to call it, daily for free. The Scott Mills Daily, which will be daily for free.
And you know what? It might even be better than it is now, because I might be bothered to make it on the same day as the show.
Well, that'll be
incredible. I'm not promising anything.
Oh. Don't make promises you can't keep.
No. I reckon I could.
Okay, well, we'll leave that with you. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the wonderful Chris, PR4L and TOTDS, I would like to ask if we could possibly get the lovely Ginger Lloyd off of World Cup back for the Olympics. I love him. Lots of love. Katie, 16, 5'6½, Belfast.
I'd be very happy to have Lloyd back on the show because he's brilliant. But, I mean, does he know anything about Olympic sport? In fact, does anyone know anything about Olympic sport?
Good point.
Chris is learning a lot about volleyball.
I have been doing my research.
I thought I saw that on your computer. Every time I walk past, I was like, what is he doing?
What am I missing here? What am I missing?
The beach volleyball bit that's going to be held in the Horse Guards Parade is the women wear the like really skimpy shorts and then the really small like bikini tops.
So you've been looking at that a fair bit just to see what they do?
Yeah, just research, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Is this happening a lot?
What, him looking at it?
Yeah.
2 to 3 times a week.
Oh, cool. Anything else you want to know, anything else you want to say, then this is the place to do it. Every Thursday on Dear Scott. Are we axing the PR4L when we go 1 to 4?
No!
No, I'm just asking.
What a way for her to
That'd
find
be
out
awful,
as well.
Wouldn't it?
Can you imagine? She listens to Dear Scott religiously.
Oh, does
if
she?
You just suddenly shout that at me, I went, yeah. That's your month's notice. It's not like she needs the money, is it?
No, really not. Rich as. But, good. Well, I'm glad we're keeping her, and I'm sorry for asking that awkward question on air.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.